12. Hebrews chapter 12. I'd like to read the first three verses. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. Obviously, we're familiar with the previous chapter, Hebrews chapter 11, that talks about all the great examples of faith, men and women of old, who were devoted to the Lord, who focused on God, and did all the things that they need to do to please God, and therefore they are left as an example to us in that chapter. It says, as we read, that we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. These witnesses of chapter 11, we're surrounded by their example. In the Old Testament and what the Hebrew writer has reiterated here in chapter 11, we are surrounded by them, so let us be encouraged by them. Let us follow in the footsteps that they trod while they were here on this earth. These are men like Abraham, Moses, it talks about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, the prophets. And there's so many more that the Hebrew writer could have spoken about. But these are ones that he thought was necessary to bring out as a means to help us to understand what true faith is. As we seek to follow in the footsteps of these men and of Jesus Christ, obviously, who we all should emulate, we have to understand that we do this as we successfully run this race that it says there in chapter 12. We are to run this race with endurance that is set before us. In order for us to run this race of faith and to do so successfully, there are things that we must do, things that we must accomplish. And one thing that I want to focus on is what he says there in verse 1, is that we should lay aside every weight. The runner who seeks to finish the race in any marathon, 5K, 10K, mud run, whatever it is, whatever race someone goes through, they try to do their best to lay aside every weight because they don't want anything to hinder them from completing that race. They try to lose as much weight as possible. That's why you don't see a lot of people that are 300-400 pounds running in a race, because it's just so difficult with that much weight on that person. But they try to lose as much as weight as they can so they do not hurt their performance. Obviously, a lot of runners you might see in the Olympics, high school, college, frankly, they don't wear enough, but a lot of them wear very short shorts and light clothing, because that allows them the freedom of movement. So that you get the understanding, the point of a runner. What they do is they lay aside every weight possible in order to be successful in their competition. So spiritually speaking, what are some things that we have to understand we must do, that we have to lay aside to finish our spiritual race that is before us? Well, as it says, that we are to lay aside every weight. So anything that you can think of that weighs you down, that might hinder you in your spiritual relationship with the Lord, that is what you need to lay aside. Every weight, everything that can slow you down in your relationship with God. In Galatians chapter 5, it talks about the works of the flesh. Those are obvious. Those are things that we have to lay aside. Those are weights that can hinder us. And for one, it talks about that those would hinder us from producing the fruits of the Spirit. We have to lay aside all of those weights. And such things like this will make running the race of faith difficult, if not impossible, if we do not lay aside these works of the flesh. And we may have certain things in our life that weigh us down from serving God properly. A lot of us have different weaknesses. I have weaknesses that probably Michael doesn't have, and Michael might have weaknesses that Brendan doesn't have. We all have weaknesses in our life. They can be similar, obviously, But there are some things that we might struggle with. Those are things that we have to lay aside. Those weights, put them aside. When I was a preteen, teenager, one of the things that really weighed me down spiritually was video games. I tell you, I could not get enough of it. I couldn't. Every gaming system that came out, I had to have. When a better one came out, I had to have it. When a better game came out, I had to have it. And what I would do is I'd play, if I had a football game, I'd play a whole season's worth. First thing I do when I come in the door from school, I'd go straight to that video game and play that. And I became so obsessed with it, and I realized after years, this is not for me. This is something that is weighing me down. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying video games are inherently sinful and wrong, but just like a lot of things in our life, they can be if we let them. If they overcome us and they become our idol, they can allow us to be weighed down spiritually. And so therefore, my problem was I became so engrossed in video games, I didn't think about anything else. Did I come home and go straight to my Bible and study it? No, I didn't. After my video game was over, did I turn it off and pick up my Bible? No, I didn't. This was something that was weighing me down. So since then, I don't have any video gaming systems in my house. Now, I think I can handle it at this point, but to me, what's the point? Because I know how I was before, and I don't want that weight to come back into my life. I don't want to be tempted with that. But again, I'm not saying that they're wrong. If you can manage it, good for you. One thing also as Christians that we need to lay aside, when I was thinking about video games and how they really bothered me, was the application today is smartphones. This thing, and I even have texts. How about that? This thing can weigh me down. It really can. Now, granted, this is my work phone, so these texts and phone calls that I'm missing are work calls, so I will get to that later, but I'm going to lay it aside. A lot of times we get so caught up in our phones, our iPads, our devices, we are so in tune to that. And what that does is it can weigh us down spiritually. Now, again, I'm not saying that in and of itself it is wrong, but we can allow something that is so appealing, such as this rectangle, and allow it to overcome our lives. And we do not focus on the things that we should focus on. Sometimes we just need to take this and lay it aside. Lay aside every weight. Do we find ourselves constantly on it at home? Do we find ourselves constantly on it when we're around our friends? And we're supposed to be social. I'm not talking about social network. I'm talking about talking to each other. And you might have a group of teenagers and all they're doing is doing this. They're not even talking to each other. They may be texting each other in the same room, but they're not talking. A lot of times we can allow things like this to weigh us down. And it shouldn't be something that should creep into our worship to God. This should not be something that we're preoccupied when we come here. When Randy's up here teaching, preaching a lesson, when we're observing the Lord's Supper, when we're singing, when we're praying, whenever we are engaged in worship together or in Bible class like we just were, this should not preoccupy our time. Worship and focus to God should occupy our time. That's what we come here for, and that should be our focus. Now, this can come in handy a lot. I mean, a lot of times we look at this, we find a Bible reference, which might be a little bit hard to find in here, but you understand that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about our true focus is spiritual in nature when we come here and worship God. Let us lay aside those weights, because God deserves our attention in the assembly. He also talks about, in verse 1, the sin which so easily ensnares us. Now, there's a lot of weaknesses, a lot of temptations, a lot of sin that can easily ensnare us. Like I said, we all have these different weaknesses. And when those temptations present themselves, they easily entrap us and ensnare us, and we fall and we miss the mark. However, just for context, I do believe in verse 1 where he talks about this sin which so easily ensnares us. I think he's talking about in the context of chapter 11 when he's talking about the idea of faith and how the Jews constantly gave in to unbelief, time after time. They did not fully trust God and have their faith in Him, but these men and women in Hebrews chapter 11 did. But those Jews of old, constantly, the ensnaring sin to them was the sin of unbelief. So, What's the takeaway? Well, I think we can find that in verses 2 and 3. What is the focus? The focus is Jesus. We must look unto Jesus. Verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So we lay aside those weights and we look to Jesus, because he's the one that's already gone the race. He's run the course for us. He's taken care of that. He's shown us how to run the race. Jesus laid aside every possible weight that came his way. He did not let these things weigh him down, which from time to time you could tell that they were weighing him down. They were on his mind, but he didn't let these things entrap him or ensnare him. He blazed the trail for us so that we can focus on him and look to him. And now he helps us to finish the race ourselves. Last verse in Hebrews chapter 7 and in verse 25. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. We have Jesus, who has run the race before us, has laid aside every weight, and calls us to that same character. We can finish this race ourselves if we just simply lay aside every weight and trust in him, look to him, and focus on him. Let's not let something so trivial as me with video games weigh me down on my spiritual relationship with God. Let's not let the same happen with this either. Focus on the Lord Jesus, and guess what? He'll take care of it all in our lives. If you're subject to the invitation tonight and realize that you have not started that race, you need to understand you have the opportunity now to lay aside every weight. Whatever's keeping you from becoming a Christian tonight, lay that aside. Give it up and humble yourself before God and submit your life to Jesus Christ and be baptized into his likeness, his death, burial, and resurrection, so you can raise to walk in newness of life. So if you're subject to the invitation, we encourage you to lay aside every weight, come forward, and respond as we stand and sing.